With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. The Arkansas Symphony Orchestra will perform in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center here on the Arkansas State University campus in Jonesboro this Tuesday night, January the 29th. The concert will feature works by Rossini, Stravinsky, Tchaikovsky, and Vaughan Williams. Joining me to discuss this upcoming concert is a member of the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, who for one piece on the program that night will be front and center. Welcome Dr. Ed Owen, who's a professor in the ASU Music Department here in Jonesboro. Dr. Owen, thank you for joining me today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You have a long-time relationship with the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've been principal tuba since 2000, which is the year that also I came to Arkansas State University. I did play with them a couple of years before that as an acting principal. But have been a principal since 2000. And actually, my first tuba teacher was the principal tuba years ago in that orchestra as well. So proud of that heritage as well. And it's just a lot of fun to play in that symphony, and good friends and a lot of great musicians in the state of Arkansas represented there.
Now, tuba players typically aren't front and center in the orchestra, but you have the opportunity to do that as part of the concert this Tuesday night.
I do. Usually I'm in the back row, so I can't go much further, I guess, in distance to get up to the front of the stage. It's certainly not normal. We play with soloists a lot, but usually we're playing with a cello soloist, like another soloist on this concert, or a violinist or a pianist. It's certainly an honor to be asked to present this concerto.
Well, tell us a little bit about it. Tell us about, first of all, what is a concerto as opposed to a sonata or a symphony? How is this a different type of a piece of music? Just explain what a concerto is.
Okay. Well, of course, a symphony would be just for the entire, it's usually a multi-movement work for the entire orchestra. A sonata usually is a work for a solo instrument and piano or some other kind of accompaniment like that, a keyboard accompaniment. But a concerto is for a soloist and orchestra. Although, you can play it with piano, but for the most part, it's with the orchestra. This particular concerto by Ray Vaughan Williams, the tuba concerto, was written in 1954, and it was commissioned by the London Symphony Orchestra for their Golden Jubilee concert, the last concert of that jubilee. It was premiered by Philip Cadenet, who was the principal tuba at that particular time. And like the other pieces on the concert, I think it's just kind of an immediately appealing piece to listen to. It doesn't take any great research to understand anything that's going on. I was reminded of a tuba player that was in the LA Philharmonic for many years, used to say that there are two types of songs in the world. There are pirate songs and love songs. And that's, I think, very well represented in this piece. There's I kind of think of Johnny Depp pirate in this one, where he's kind of dancing in the first movement, and the second movement is just a gorgeous love song. And then the final movement is really a lot more like a war going on. It was definitely more of a pirate song. So I think everybody will enjoy that. And they might even be surprised. And normally what we get with tuba is that people don't understand that we can actually play a melody too, So I hope that everybody enjoys it.
Is there anything particularly challenging to you as a musician about playing this particular concerto?
Well, there's certainly some technical aspects of the work that are a little bit difficult, and had to spend time working out those things. The lyrical phrasing of the second movement can be a little tricky, particularly when you're playing it with an orchestra. When you have, even though tuba is a big instrument, everybody thinks it's loud, it's still 1 versus 60, So balance can be an issue there. But the interesting thing about it is that when this piece was first written, it was extremely challenging for tuba players of the day. But over the years, it's gotten more and more acceptable, to where it's not as hard now as it was then. Everything kind of progresses, and But it is our first major concerto written by a major composer. And since the tuba was invented in around the 1830s, it took, you know, over 120 years to get a major composer to write for it. So
we're overdue. Happy to have
that. We were overdue. That's right.
Well, tell our listeners about some of the other works that are going to be on the program this Tuesday night at the concert by the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra.
Well, we open with Rossini's Overture to the Barber of Seville, which many listeners might be familiar with if they watched Bugs Bunny cartoons when they were growing up. Even though this is not a pops concert per se, it's all classical music, but it's classical music that is very popular. So it's, I think, a really good introduction to the symphony orchestra. And then we have the Variations on a Rococo Theme by Rossini that our principal cellist, David Gerstein, is going to play solo. He's going to step out front. Well, actually, he doesn't have to go near as far because he's already on the front row. So he just has to move a little bit. And then on the second half, we open with the Vaughan Williams Tuba Concerto, and we end with the Firebird Suite.
You mentioned that it's a great introduction to the orchestra, to the symphony. It's not very often that performers of this caliber, this many performers of this caliber, come to perform in Jonesboro.
Well, I guess that's probably the case. We normally have smaller groups that come. We've had symphony orchestras come before, but you're right. It's kind of a rarity to have. We have, depending on the repertoire, 60 to 70 musicians on stage there that have been, you know, playing their instruments for years. I've been playing tuba for 33 years, so, and I'm 27. So it's really.
Well, I'm sure this is going to be special for you to be featured with such an acclaimed symphony orchestra here in your hometown of Jonesboro, in the town which you've made your home for over a decade now.
It is. It's truly an honor to be asked to premiere, not to premiere this work, but to play this work here at home with my friends.
Dr. Ed Owen is the principal tuba player with the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, and he is a professor in the Arkansas State University Music Department. He'll be featured in the performance of the Tuba Concerto in F Minor by Ralph Vaughan Williams, a portion of which we're hearing in the background now, as the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra will perform this Tuesday night, January 29th at 7:30 p.m. in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center at Arkansas State University. Tickets are now on sale through the ASU Central Box Office, and more information is available at yourfowlercenter.com. With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. ¶¶